across the meadow, Barbara Babcock, who plays the town's newspaper publisher Dorothy, was relaxing between takes. I made my way over to her.
I think one of the very interesting things the writers have done with your character this past season was that your developing relationship with cloud dancing. As an avid viewer of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, I found that particularly fascinating. Is the door still open for something to happen there? What's your read on that?
The writers have told me the door is open. And as a matter of fact, in the first episode of the next season, I evidently go after and try to find him. So I don't really know what the outcome of that is, but we're certainly going to continue the relationship.
I would see where Dorothy is a strong enough woman, where what's in her heart matters more than what the townspeople may say.
Well, I think she's evolved over the 4 years, because I think originally she had a certain number of prejudices that came from her background and her era. Being raised, she's not open to new things the way that Michaela is and was at the beginning of the show. And I, as a character, have learned from her to look at people who are different from me as people rather than as aberrations, you see. So originally, when I thought about Indians as the character, they were terrifying, they weren't human, and through the process of getting to know cloud dancing, I have learned to see them as human beings, and obviously I find them very attractive.
Barbara, what message would you say there is for women in the 1990s who are watching this show? Is there something inherent about women's issues in Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman we can learn from today?
Well, I think that when you consider that this was over 100 years ago and women were open to new experiences and were being treated in totally different ways out west because there weren't enough hands around to do the work, so women were being incorporated into men's traditional roles, just like women were in the Second World War. Mm-hmm. Suddenly the fields were open to them where they weren't open before. And just like after the Second World War, suddenly those fields were closed again. Once the men came home from the war, Rosie the Riveter had to go home and she couldn't do that work anymore. And I think that's what happened out west. When the West was first explored, at that time, you know, women were given opportunities that they aren't given now. I mean, there were over 300 women editors in California. Now, you don't have that many in the United States today, but because the men had to go out and do the sort of physical labor that women couldn't do because they weren't as strong, women suddenly were allowed to go into fields that they weren't allowed to go into before.
If you could go back in time to the time period Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was set in, 1860, 1870, would you?
Oh, yes. I'm afraid that I would have been happier in the 19th century than I have. I think I'm a 19th century woman, except for political, social, economic situations for women. But I just love that era. And as a matter of fact, I'm more comfortable in their clothes than I am in my own clothes. It's strange, but, you know, I've been doing 19th century. I did a film with Tom Cruise about a year before I did this film, did this series, and that was set in the 19th century in Ireland. And I was so comfortable in those clothes then, and I feel freer. I mean, even riding a horse, I'm comfortable in riding in a long dress.
How many different wardrobe dresses do they have for your character?
Well, Dorothy's poor, and she's put all her money into the printing press and her business, and so I told them that I don't want to have more than about 4 outfits, so I keep alternating between them. I have one fancy dress that Jake gave me when we used to go together, and so that's my really fancy dress, and then I have one suit that is a very nice suit, and the rest are all working dresses.
I just like the fact that roles were more defined.
Yes. It was easier to live then because you know what your boundaries are in a town like that. But at the same time, we romanticized that it was really hard on women in every other way, socially, in terms of matrimony, in terms of rights, legal rights, washing clothes, washing dishes.
And I don't know if you'd be acting back then. Or maybe you would.
Yes, but I probably would have been something else at the boot.
You'd be in Hank's saloon.
Right, exactly. Well, that's where I want to end up at the end of this series. The proper end for Dorothy. The true emancipation.
Maybe, is Dorothy going to end up with anybody, or is she just too doggone independent?
I fought to stay single on this show because I think because of the 20 years of abuse, I think she would be being very careful about who she gets involved with and being very leery about that. So who knows who I'll end up with or if I end up with anybody. Just me right off in the sunset by myself at the end of this series.
I like that. What about a spinoff?
Why not?
What would it be called?
Me and Cloud Dancing, right?
I'll be
Home
watching
on the range.
Home in a teepee.
Right.
Thanks, Barbara. So welcome.